And item three, we have a, I'm sorry.
From the Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2012 Legislative Updates. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Ms. Young, if you would also introduce yourself for the listeners and viewers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Patricia Young, I'm the Assistant Director of Intergovernmental Affairs for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Thank you for this opportunity to sort of simply review some of the activities that the IGR staff, i.e. myself, have been involved in the last month and a half. First of all, as everyone knows, the state legislature at the end of adoption of a budget routinely forms what are called legislative study committees. These are committees that are made up of both elected officials and public members that try to look at particular issues involving state legislation in the hopes of being able to study the issue and come back with a codified and unified proposal to the legislature. And it's a very unique process in the state of Wisconsin, and it has assisted greatly in making sure that as subjects that need attention, that there is a very bipartisan process so that they can more easily be adopted by the legislature. There are several that affect Milwaukee County that I have been monitoring, and all of these are available on the Wisconsin Legislative Council webpage. They're listed under the interim study committees, but there are several that are of key importance to us. One is the 911 communications, which is looking at how we fund 911 communications and also how we go to the next level of providing that communication, particularly in the light of cell phones and the fact that cell phones aren't traceable to the location because they bounce off of the various towers. There's one that is studying the issue of income tax that's looking at alternatives of how you might amend the sales tax, the income tax, and or how you may expand it or modify it in terms of what it covers and how it covers it. And there's a lot of information on the history and the development of that. We also are following the legal intervention for persons with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, particularly because under Chapter 55, we as a county are responsible for providing crisis intervention for persons with dementia. And under Chapter 55, there's very specific rules as to how those individuals are to be handled in the mental health system. We are also covering and following reporting of child abuse and child neglect. Well, we recognize that several years ago, the state took over the child abuse and neglect programming for Milwaukee County. This deals with mandatory reporting processes that can affect our criminal court system and our juvenile court system. We are also following the review of emergency detention and admission of minors under Chapter 51. This has been a long-standing committee, that study committee that the legislature has convened, and it looks towards what are the conditions under which someone who is under the age of 18 can be committed, particularly if they are not a voluntary person, and how you weigh their rights versus the rights of parents and medical staff who determine that, in fact, they may need inpatient treatment but not be willing to seek that. And particularly there's a whole issue that under the statute, Milwaukee County, because it is has a population of over 500,000, has a lot of unique provisions, including a requirement for a 24-hour court appearance, excluding weekends and holidays, and that's very onerous for us to be able to meet. And then we are also following the supervised release and discharge of sexually violent persons, particularly as it relates to how state statute 980 is administered, which is when someone is either discharged or discharged under supervision, and whether or not the current 40 8 standardized rules of release are adequate or not, and how we do placement and whatever. I might also say under 911 communication, there's a major discussion as to the original intent of how we collected a fee from phone users and how that was originally designed to be put into a special fund account. However, it's been put into the general fund, so it's made it very difficult for counties to keep up with the technology changes and meeting those funding needs. But again, all of those agendas, minutes, reports, presentations are all available on the webpage for anyone who would be interested to look at those more thoroughly. The legislature also set up at the end of last biennium the Wisconsin Commission on Transportation Financing and Policy. And in fact, they had a meeting just yesterday, and that commission was given the charge of reviewing all of the transportation policies that are in place in the state of Wisconsin and also the funding policies. And they broke up into, I believe, 7 subcommittees, and one of them obviously is transit. And, you know, we have a key priority for making sure that our transit system is properly funded and that we have some sort of designated funding. So a great deal of the discussion on that talks about general policy, but also specifically making recommendations. And one of them that was talked about while not formally adopted was the ability to allow entities to draft and have a designated sales tax. The other issue that we are following relative to that is just highway maintenance, rehabilitation, and expansion projects, because they do affect us. Local aids and assistance programs, including the general transportation aids, transportation fund revenue projections, transportation fund debt service, options to achieve a balance between revenue, expenditures, debt, and implementation of highway project planning. And to that, one of the things that they obviously appear to be going to is a program that's called local revenue improvement projects, which are currently funded by 50-50 versus just having, you know, things put into the general transportation fund so that it has a cleaner or clearer sense of how those projects are being implemented and how timely they're being implemented. They will be giving a formal report by March of 2013. We've also been involved in attending the meetings of the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council. We've also had meetings with various advocacy groups, including Disability Rights of Wisconsin, the Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin, Transit Now, in an attempt to make sure that we keep those relationships open and we work with those other agencies and or groups whenever possible so that we can facilitate, you know, what we believe is good policy for Milwaukee County. We also have been working with Sewer PAC, and we have been monitoring the initial stages of the state's budget. Specifically, we tried to share with all the department heads the initial instructions that came down from the governor's office to the various departments in the state to indicate, you know, this is what your parameters are. We just recently received copies of the various department, state departments' proposals to the governor, and we again tried to share those with the various department heads to give them a heads up and ask for some initial reaction or overview as to things that we should be alerted to, specifically as it relates to some issues that we've had in the past with child support, transit, even though transit isn't currently out because they've been delayed because of, they've requested a delay in presenting their budget because of the fact that there are some federal transit issues that have been yet to come through, so they don't have some dollar amounts that they will need. The other thing that we have been doing is attempting to advise the committee chairs on federal and state legislative initiatives or grants. Our office follows grant funding opportunities and grant awards so that we can allow department heads to understand or know about those. They may or may not be, you know, relevant, all of them, but at least it's a good stream of being able to provide that information to them. We've also tried to establish a better relationship with our state delegation in Madison. I've met with them, each of them personally, and I've also had contact with their office and or their staff during the summer recess. They oftentimes are not there. But specifically as it relates to the county's policy on designated funding for transit, parks, recreation, and also to provide them information on the transit sustainability study to support that and ask them to review that, to look at that, to use that as a part of their consideration, their deliberation. I've been meeting with the Wisconsin Counties Association now that we have rejoined them, specifically as it relates to their legislative priorities and to make sure that the legislative priorities that are adopted by the Wisconsin Counties Association reflect our legislative priorities, particularly as it relates to transit. And we were successful in getting 3 points that we felt very strongly about inserted into their legislative agenda, so that instead of it just being Milwaukee County, now it's the entire Wisconsin Counties Association. We've been working and assisting with gathering information for chats with the chair and handling communications with the Wisconsin Counties Association. And also following up with information for our lobbyists that we have in Washington, D.C., particularly as it relates to some transit issues and some funding questions. We facilitated a tour at the Behavioral Health Division with two of the co-chairs of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Study Committee, which I think was very useful because it gave them a first-hand look at, first of all, our behavioral health operation, and also specifically how that relates to our issues and concerns with dementia patients because of some legal requirements in terms of how they not be commingled with other acute patients because of their unique needs as adults. We've been trying to provide research for the committee chair and others on issues, and most recently is expanding the sales tax to include internet sales and getting a handle on exactly what the current provisions are in the state for the application of those and when it's not. And basically, if it's got a presence in the state, it is currently covered. If it doesn't have a presence, then the sale does not get covered by sales tax. And there is great expanse in terms of what that potentially has for collections, everything, I think, from like $72 million all the way up to, you know, $200 million in terms of things. So that's not been finalized or sort of streamlined in terms of being able to get a more accurate number. But clearly, that's a revenue source that may be out there. We also were happy to provide all of the supervisors with a list of the legislative representatives from their particular districts, and also just helping to make sure that, you know, people had an understanding of their inner relationship of the county body to the state. I'll be happy to answer any questions anyone has, but just want to thank you for the opportunity to have been able to represent the county.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Young. Any questions from committee members? Seeing no questions, that is our final item, and we are adjourned. Thank you.